I guess summer holidays are getting into the swing of things. For many of us, that entails a healthy dose of beach going. We, of course, live in Sydney, beautiful beaches all over the place. If you travel up or down the coast, you're probably going to go for a frolic in the ocean, might get out on a boat. If you're a teenage being a rat bag, you might jump off piers or bridges or something like that. And let's be honest, you'd be lying if you say, I don't know, sharks coming out of the big blue don't cross your mind every once in a while. However, we should probably be feeling a little more concerned for the sharks themselves. A whole lot of species, of which Australia has a whole bunch, are endangered. This morning, we're joined by Peter Kine, Vice Chancellor and President of the College of Engineering, IT and Environment at Charles Darwin University, also a Senior Research Fellow in Conservation Biology. Morning, Peter. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you going, Jared?
I'm good. Thank you. Merry Christmas, first off.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too.
So what's going on with the sharks?
Well, there's a few species that are unfortunately in a bit of trouble, and Australia is a pretty amazing country for sharks. Obviously, we've got a massive coastline, mm-hmm. you know, big areas of ocean, lots of different habitats, and we have more sharks in Australia than anywhere else in any other country in the world. And when I say sharks, I mean sharks and rays, so their relatives. Rays are essentially just flat sharks, we call them. Mm-hmm. And of that amazing diversity in Australia, unfortunately, about 12% of those are threatened species. So we just did an Australian-wide assessment of the status of sharks and rays and found that while most species are pretty healthy and secure, which is great, there are a bit of concern for those 39 threatened endangered species in Australia.
Sure. I would imagine climate concerns, rising ocean temperatures, etc., are going to be an example of the current threats. But what are some others that, I don't know, could possibly be mitigated if we were to reshape our attitudes towards sharks and the ocean more generally?
Yeah, well, I mean, the largest threat facing the sharks in Australia is overfishing or the impacts of fishing. So some species are fished directly for their meat or other products, whereas a lot of species are caught as what we call bycatch or even byproducts. So they're species that aren't the target of fisheries but are caught when the trawl net or the net set or the lines are set. You might be after tuna with a line, but you're catching shark, or you might be after prawns with a trawl net, but you're catching things like the endangered sawfish. So that sort of management of fisheries is really important. Australia is a bit of a leader at that too. You know, there's some great examples of industry coming forward and doing some great things to mitigate and limit the bycatch, which is really good. There's still some challenges ahead and a little bit of work to be done. But as the average punter, is obviously, you know, we're trying to raise awareness of sharks and the fact that Australia has an amazing diversity and therefore we have a responsibility to manage them. Things like sustainable seafood choices is really a key one that people can do, especially around Christmas when people might be thinking about that seafood lunch. It might be worth having a look at what you're purchasing, where it's coming from and how the fishery is doing. And there's a lot of good products out there. The Australian Marine Conservation Society, for example, has a sustainable seafood guide that people can just jump online and have a look at, maybe picking the more sustainable choice for Christmas dinner.
Sure. When any kind of species die out, it disrupts ecosystems, whether that's on land or in the sea, and it has larger ramifications. Are there ocean-specific examples of this? Say these couple of species or a number of species, like you said, are endangered. If they were to be wiped out, what might we see going forward for the big blue?
Yeah, I mean, it's sharks are a key part of the ocean ecosystem. There either might be top predators, things you might be familiar with, such as the white shark, or even down to lower level predators. But they're all serving a predatory role, so they're all part of that balanced ecosystem. So you kind of remove one, you can have a flow and effect of changes in prey or changes in predator populations, and it can kind of throw things out of whack. And obviously, we've changed the oceans quite a lot. There's a lot of issues. Climate change is really going to be becoming more of an issue for the oceans, and we're sort of learning how that's going to play out. So as things come out of balance, you can have these flow-on effects, and it can affect obviously economically as well in terms of fisheries productivity and that sort of thing. So basically trying to keep things in check and balanced, which has benefits for the environment but also for sustainable fisheries.
Sure. And just finally, it's topical, as we kind of touched on at the top. We're all going to be jumping in the ocean pretty soon, or at least the vast majority of us at some point will go for a dip. We all know your great whites, your tiger shark, bull shark, I don't know, wobbegongs, but the diversity of species in our ocean is vast, and it ranges from quote-unquote man-eaters to beautiful, placid creatures, correct?
Absolutely. Obviously, they're sort of the sharks responsible for attacks for a very small number, and obviously it is a tragic event. And we hope that it doesn't happen this summer. But it is a rare event, and we hope that people can enjoy the beach and appreciate the diversity of sharks out there that range from everything. And obviously, wobbegongs are a key one you see around Sydney. So if you get the chance to snorkel or dive with them, then you're very lucky.
That's great. You had a really interesting article in the Conversation a couple of days ago that gave some insight into this. Do you want to direct our attention towards it and any other reading material we might be interested in?
Yeah, jump onto the conversation. There's an article there. I think if you just search for sharks, you'll get a few different articles pop up. But that article just sort of summarizes the state of sharks in Australia. As I said, we've got some challenges there with threatened species and with funding, and we need, basically, like in many things, we need an injection of funding to do the research and to do the management and to secure populations and manage them well.
That's great. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Peter.
Okay, thank you very much.